good afternoon to others, and a good night to the rest of y'all. This is CJ and the Road to Podcast. And I'm coming through, doing as I do, usually and unusually, at the times that I do, right? But I'm sending you my love, my blessings, and all of the best wishes and well wishings. May you have it all. May you receive it all, and may you have all the experiences that you could ever want and ever want to realize in your entire life. May your great days be better than your greatest, and may your better days be better than your best, because we are going forward to a new reality, to a new world, to a new understanding, to a new consciousness. Alright, I got a few things to say. I got 5 minutes left to say, right? So check it out. You are the creator of your own reality. I'm sure you probably heard it before, but you are the light and the center of your reality. You know, it really dawned on me, it was really hitting me this past few days, how everything that we watch, everything that we listen to, everything that we think about, and the words that we say, they appear in our lives, depending on the strength of that energy, right? Because it's all energy. But we're creating our lives based on the things that we watch, we say, we think about, and we listen to. And I've seen so many times in my life where this has become very obvious and hard to ignore. So that's one of the things I really noticed on the spiritual journey. The more and more aware I became, the more and more I started realizing that I was saying things that I had seen before. And knowing that is very powerful because it shows you how powerful you are. So you, it shows you that you are recreating things in your life, right? And that's important because whatever you're focusing on, you're actually in the process of recreating, right? Now, I'm not saying that to scare anybody. I mean, of course, it's all about degree, and it's about, you know, intention, and it is also about the emotion and everything that's tied to it, but all things included, it is creating your reality, right? So, I was thinking, as a human race, as a human species, we took more of understanding that what we're doing and how we're doing these things, because we're never told these things in school, we're never explained these things, no one told us, right? But the more and more we do these things, the more and more we understand, the more we can change the world. If you think about every negative thing that's on TV and how much of that that we watch as a human race, as a human species, then you can start to understand how much we are recreating these things out in the world that we see today, right? I mean, we are the ones to blame. We can't point the finger at anyone else. We can only point the finger at ourselves because we are in control of the reality that we have and that we experience. But it is based on how we pay attention and what our energy calculation is, or should I say how we are focusing our energy, right? So we have to take responsibility. And it's on each and every one of us to come to this awareness and this understanding and changing how we are experiencing the world, because then we can also help those around us. That's why we are the light of our lives, or the light of the world, because we are the only world that we know. And when we choose to see the higher energy of the world, we're operating from love, compassion, understanding, we're giving, we're helping, right? When we operate from these avenues, we create more of that in the world, not only with our actions, but also with our focus. if we're focusing on that, we're creating more of that. If we're doing that, we're creating more of that. If we're listening to the love and the appreciation, then we're creating more of that in our universe, in our experience. And no, it's not about what anybody else is doing, because it's only about what you're doing, because you're the one creating for your experience and for everyone else around you. This is why it's important that each one takes care of each one, right? Stop being so concerned about the other and be concerned about what you are doing to promote. What are you promoting, right? Are you promoting the love? Are you promoting the kindness? Are you promoting the understanding? Are you promoting giving? Now, we have to become more aware that not only is it what we do, but it's also what we pay attention to. This is so key, because it's something that we lose sight of. And I do believe that on a daily basis, from the mundane to the work and the play and whatever else, we forget or we don't even know. And if we do know, we lose sight, right? This is why knowledge is self, and we must always keep the ball on self and keep self going in the right direction. But anyway, it's gone on way too long, but those are some of the points and some of the things I've been thinking about this week, over the last week or so, and I just really wanted to put that out there in hopes that someone else can understand and see what I see and how we can make changes to the world very effortlessly, right? But it starts with us and our focus and what we're putting our attention on and what we're paying attention to. And then it ultimately comes to what we're putting out, right? So, be the change. See the change. Hear the change. And activate the change in the world. And you can do it right now. Right at this second. After you listen to my voice, go turn on the TV and turn on some beautiful gospel music, right? Or, you know, go turn on some uplifting words. Love, love, love. As I always say, positivity is the key. Love is the answer. And knowledge is the fee. This is CJ signing off for the Rolling Through Podcast. Sending you love, peace, and blessings.